Chapter 4. Money. One day when I was about 11, I read the headline, "The dollar is going to raise to 8 kroner in a year," on the cover of Børsen, the Danish equivalent to the Financial Times. At the time, the kroner was around 7 kroner to the dollar. So I did what any normal kid would do. I went to the bank and had all my savings converted to dollars. "Are you going on holiday to the US?" the lady at the bank asked me as she was counting the money. "No," I said. "Haven't you read Børsen?" This was not an isolated incident. I bought my first bonds and stocks when I was 10 and had a poster in my room with a picture of a pile of money on it and a caption that read, "My first million." In school, my class would participate in a mock stock dealing game against other classes, buying and selling stocks. However, as the prices we could trade in were the prices in the day's paper and therefore yesterday's stock prices, I would call the bank every day to hear what the biggest increases on the stock market had been, and my class would buy that stock. Grown-ups called that insider trading. We called it luck. In short, at 11, I was a set of braces away from Gordon Gekko. The reason why I'm telling you all this is that when you hear this chapter, you might think that I was some kind of hippie kid who spent his days counting flowers. That was not the case. Oh, and Børsen was wrong. The dollar dropped to 6 kroner. I still hold the grudge. Peak stuff for happiness. If money and happiness were to describe their relationship on Facebook, it would read, "It's complicated." There is a correlation between income and happiness. Generally speaking, in richer countries, people are happier. The gross domestic product, the GDP per capita, and nation's wealth is one of the 6 factors that explain why people in some countries are happier than others. However, it is important to emphasize that the connection is likely to be the fact that being without money is a cause of unhappiness. It makes sense to focus on improving material conditions in poorer societies. Higher household income generally signifies an improvement in the living conditions of the poor, and in turn, the happiness of the people. So when money means that we can put food on our table, have a roof over our head, and support our children, money has the power to transform misery into